WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Singer John Doe and the band Sonic Youth both have their roots in punk, but you wouldn't know it by listening to their new albums. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review of Meet John Doe and Goo. Here's John Doe's Matter of Degree.
Some people say they like to hear me talk, 'cause I tell them what's wrong. I don't say much more than a man in a bar shooting his mouth off.
In 1980, the punk band X released its first album, called Los Angeles. Across the country in New York City at the same time, the band Sonic Youth was forming. Influenced not only by punk, but also by the droning dissonance of Glenn Branca and the so-called No Wave movement, Sonic Youth released its first album in 82. Both X and Sonic Youth played loudly, verging on the anarchic, and both were regarded as punk rockers. They were a lot more than that. That's John Doe and his cover of John Hyatt's The Real One. A couple of years ago, X either broke up or went into suspended animation, depending on who you talk to. Doe, who led X with his former wife, Exine Cervenka, has now put out this solo album. Meet John Doe is as sensible and mannerly as Sonic Youth's new one, called Goo, is dense and impudent. As they head into the 90s, John Doe and Sonic Youth are headed stylistically in opposite directions. But philosophically, they're in agreement. The mainstream is where they want to be. For John Doe, that means making more explicit the country music and folk influences that were always buried in X's feedback.
If I don't act myself, I'm around you, and I bring up things you used to say. Well, I just haven't learned. But it's only love, it'll go away.
Sonic Youth, on the other hand, is refining its attack just enough to get played on some of the more adventurous rock stations. At the same time, the band wants to maintain its avant-garde rock status among the college crowd that made their last album, Daydream Nation, a number one hit on college radio stations. Sonic Youth has always had a playful engagement with conventional pop culture. In the past, they've expressed admiration for Madonna and covered Creedence Clearwater's Bad Moon Rising. On the new album, there's a jaundiced salute to Karen Carpenter, as well as the song I just played, Cool Thing, which is, among other things, a twisted take on rap music. I find a lot of this admirable, but there's also an annoying artiness to it that puts me off. On the other hand, John Doe's straightforward earnestness can also be a drag. And given the current pop atmosphere, John Doe, though he's writing the prettier melodies, has less of a chance at a hit than Sonic Youth's well-hyped but also well-considered Anarchy.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Meet John Doe by John Doe and Goo by Sonic Youth. This is Fresh Air.